Thanks, Rowan.
Thanks, Rowan.
And Jim.
Cool. Yep, great. Can you hear me out the back? You. Yeah. So, trying to work out how you capture 27 years into a few minutes. 27 years of ministry together, I still remember the first time that Brooke and Tam, the country couple from Wagga Wagga, rocked into the old Caringbah Church of Christ on the Kingsway there, a very young, hip country boy, Brooke Stewart, and a very pregnant Tammy with Joey, living proof right there. So yeah, 27 years, I was the worship pastor at the time, 27 years of ministry together, parenting together, friendship, and I don't know how I'm going to compress that into less than about 45 minutes, so sit tight. But we did have a front row seat, absolutely. And I thought it was important that I actually make some notes so I just don't tell you a whole bunch of stories, although someone did ask me if I could tell a whole bunch of stories. We've walked alongside Brooke and Tammy from the very beginning of their journey here at Kingsway. Like most God stories, I don't think any of us really knew what was ahead. But they said yes, and that yes has shaped more than we probably even realised. I've watched Brooke grow so much over the years, from a student minister into youth pastor, youth ministry, who just had this deep and still does this deep passion and heart for young people. And it wasn't just programs, it was his presence. Some of you will remember, I mean, one of the things that always made me nervous was when Brooke said, "I have an idea." Yeah. I have an idea of buying a Mr. Whippy van and serving ice creams to kids on the street. Okay, let's do that. So we bought a rusty old Whippy van and out they went on the streets of Cronulla offering ice creams to, good ice creams too. And there was a donut machine there for a while. I remember, you know, I've got this idea of having a skate park at the church. So, okay, good, go for it. Build all these skate ramps and kids used to come from miles. And then it was, oh, I've got this idea to build stadium seating in the youth hall. Okay, let's do that. I've got this idea to start a ministry to young people on the streets after they're out drinking and drunk and the Frog Crew was born. And look, there's some Froggy Crew members, early Froggy Crew members that used to do those 11 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning in Cronulla Mall. And there they were, the Frog Crew, handing out water and red frogs. Always good for an idea, Brooke. They didn't just want a wait for people to come. Brooke and Tam always went. And then came the call to plant a different new expression of Kingsway. I have another idea. Let's start another church. And sometimes planting a church can sound kind of exciting, and it is, but it's not all glamorous. And as some of you will remember, because some of the founding planters are here with us today, it's pretty exciting. It's school halls, it's setting up and packing down, it's kid programs with whatever you've got, it's small beginnings and a whole lot of faith. Oyster Bay, school halls, community spaces, building something week by week, here one week, there the next. And over time that became Sea Change. Not just a church, but a community on a mission to love God and love others passionately. A place where people found belonging, where people found faith, where people found hope again. A community that birthed the op shop, Platform 9, and now a housing and support ministry second to none this side of the bridge. And again, I still remember having lunch with Brooke in the old Janelli pub, and the owner walked up to Brooke and said, "Would you be interested in a 15-room hotel in Blakehurst?" And I'm like, and Brooke's go, "I've got an idea." Okay, let's go with that. Platform 9 was born. I think for me, one of the things I've always respected with Brooke and Tammy, they never chased the spotlight. Although Brooke did find himself in it often enough. Westfield local hero.
The Price is Right.
Yeah, The Price is Right, yeah. Have you seen that video? Except you got the price wrong. They just kept showing up week after week, year after year, in the good seasons and in the really hard ones, because there were hard ones. Moments of pressure, moments of uncertainty, moments where it would have been easier to step back, but they didn't. There's something really powerful about the kind of faithfulness that Brooke and Tammy have brought to our community. And of course, Tammy, we want to say this, that there's nothing built here that hasn't happened without you. Your strength, your wisdom, your steadiness, often behind the scenes, but absolutely central to everything. You've carried a lot. Family, people, the unseen weight of leadership, and you've done it with grace. What you've both done isn't just build a church. You've built people. And there are thousands of lives that carry your fingerprints. Thousands. Young people who found direction, families who found hope, people who found faith again. Not because of big moments on a stage, but because you cared, you listened, you showed up, and that's your legacy. Moments like this, they matter. Because they're not necessarily easy. Transition is not easy. And there is a real sense of something shifting, something ending, something changing. And that always carries emotion. But it also gives us a moment to stop and honour what's been given. Because this hasn't just been a role. This has been a life poured out. So Brooke and Tam, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your friendship, for your courage. Thank you for saying yes when it would have been easier not to. Thank you for the sacrifice that most people never see, for your consistency over a long, long time. Jen and I are better because of you, no doubt. This church is better because of you. And there are so many, many not even in this room who are better because of who you are and how you've loved and served. I am grateful that our journey doesn't end today. Not sure I'd be able to cope with that quite as well. That it is just evolving into God's next chapter of that journey, that you will both continue to serve our community through Kingsway Care and on our leadership team moving forward. 27 years ago, you said yes, and you haven't stopped saying yes to God. And because of that yes, so many others have found their yes too. You didn't just build a church, you built people. And that is what lasts. And we want to honour you today.
Welcome everybody. It's so lovely to see some old faces. Sorry, thank you. It's so lovely to see some old faces, and we welcome the people from Kingsway as well. Lovely to have you all here today. So we've had quite a few months to get used to the idea of these two stepping down. You think it would be easy by now, but, you know, there's a lot of grief that comes with that. We've had time to process it, but it's kind of like having a long rip of the Band-Aid. So today it's finally here. Today's the day. So it's kind of all real, and a little bit emotional for most of us. So I've been given the task today to celebrate you, Tam, to just speak a little bit about you in the presence of all the people that are here that know and love you. And I was thinking about that, and it's impossible really just to talk about you without bringing Brooke into this, because you guys are a team. And that's how I see you. That's one of the things that I love about you. So I've had the privilege to serve under and alongside Brooke and Tam for the last 20 years. And our journey began together at the little church at Oyster Bay that Brett was talking about. And I remember thinking what a beautiful community of people this was. They were so real and authentic and genuinely caring, so welcoming. And they were really willing and accepting to embrace me where I was at that point. And I'd never experienced an environment like that before. It was just, yeah, I didn't quite know what it was. And I thought to myself, well, maybe this must be what all church communities are like. Having never been a part of another church community before, and not since, because I've spent the last 20 years here in this family. But what I've discovered from people that have come in to see change since then, people that have come and stayed or come for a season or gone and come back again, that's not the case, that not every church is like this church. The Heart of Sea Change is unique, and we have something really special going on here, and it's something that people are drawn to and that they want to be a part of. And I was thinking to myself, what is it? Like, I've never been to another church. I don't know. What is it about this church? You know, we value unity, community and mission. We're real and authentic. We value relationships that are grounded in the love of God. We invite people to come as they are, with their hearts open to the transformation of Jesus. We have an absolute genuine love for each other and those around us. And I think most of all to me, we're a family, and we're in this together through the good times, through the bad times, and through, you know, sometimes the messiness that life can be. But I think that culture has not only been birthed from the hearts and the deep commitment of these two beautiful people here, but it's also been scaffolded and protected by the perseverance, the integrity, the humility and the strength of these two amazing people. They've taught us, they've led us, they've encouraged us, they've stretched us, but most importantly, they've loved us. True to our name, we've been through some really challenging seasons of change. And you guys have managed to keep us aligned and trusting God and looking ahead with purpose the whole time. So a flourishing church is the legacy that you're handing over, and it's the fruit of all of your years of faithfulness and your dedication. We know that you've both carried a lot and you've sacrificed a lot for us, more than any of us will ever know, and we're truly grateful, and we love and we appreciate you both. Tam. When I first met you, you were this beautiful young mum, or younger mum, of two small children, Beth and Joey. And that soon became four with the arrival of the twins, Anwan and Anya. And being a mum of twins myself, I know the challenges that that can bring. It's a time of joy, but it's also really hard work, right? Not just physically, but emotionally. And so, yeah, we appreciate that. But you had a family of four, but you still weren't complete. Your family wasn't complete until little Bol came along, and you became this super mum of five. And I remember Bol being this tiny little bundle that you carried around in this sling at the front of you, just so gorgeous. And then as he grew, he was like cradled in your arms or on your hip or snuggled in your chest the whole time, never far away from his mum. And so you were, and you still are, an absolutely amazing mum. Anyone who's been a parent and has raised a family knows that raising a family of five would be hectic, to say the least. But you always managed to serve them and love them. and nurture your family while still managing to stay engaged with us, your extended family, and connected into the life of the church and doing whatever you could. And it was sometimes to your own detriment because you are just so giving of yourself. So we really appreciate that. And I think it was around that time when Bolly was little that you invited me to serve in the women's ministry team. It feels like forever ago, and I think we've organised 15 or 16 retreats together now, along with a women's ministry team, and we've all learnt and we've all grown such a lot over that time. We've had lots of fun, but we've also had lots of last-minute stress trying to bring all those retreats together. But you have been the constant because you have this amazing gift of just keeping us all organised and bringing it all together. Now, we only have one rule for retreat, and that's what goes on retreat stays on retreat. But what I can say is that we've witnessed God move in absolutely amazing ways. He's restored and refreshed us through his word and his spirit. He's spoken to us through powerful testimonies and the prophetic giftings of all the women that have been with us. We've seen friendships and connections made and strengthened. We've laughed and we've cried a lot together. We've gone through kilos of chocolates and lollies, hundreds, maybe thousands of cups of tea, the odd glass of communion wine. Don't know how many boxes of tissues. We've played dress-ups. Craft is now everyone's favourite pastime. We've learned to hula hoop, disco dance and sing karaoke. And, yes, you've been involved in all of that, Tam. So the women of this church have made such beautiful memories together. And I don't think there would be one person among them who doesn't have a beautiful Tammy story. So we thank you for what you bring and the way you bring it. I was once asked these questions some time ago. Whose faith has most shaped yours? And what is it about them? Oh gosh, here we go. That has influenced you. And you are definitely one of those people for me. Your passion for your God and your discipline in seeking him out and intimate time with him and pulling others into that space with you, your ability to lead others into his presence, encourage them, walk alongside them, your desire for transformation, not just for you, but for other women, your ability to read the room and know what others need and right when they need it and to bring it, your compassion, your empathy, your gift of mercy, your gentleness and your humility inspire me. And it's all there for everyone to see in such a beautiful and authentic way. So I think it's no surprise that God has positioned you at P9, where you get to support and walk alongside women in crisis, because that's who you are. That's who God has made you to be, and you carry the love of kindness and Jesus into that place, and it makes a difference. So, yeah, just never forget that. That's your gifting. I feel like I can't say enough, like there's not enough words to express the impact that you guys have had, not just on me, but on everybody. And the blessing that you've been to all of us. But I just want to finish with this one thing, and it's what I admire both and the most in Tammy and Brooke. And the thing that stands out the most to me, and I'm sure it will stand out to others, and it's their love and support for each other. And it's not just evident in by the way you speak about each other, but what you do for each other. You have each other's backs and you're in this together. And Brooke, I don't know if you realise it, but you compliment and affirm Tammy in public all the time. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. And it's not because you have to, because it's a genuine overflow of your heart for her. And I think that that really says a lot about the kind of man and husband you are. And you are, both of you are such a great example to every married couple in this place. So thank you for that. There's a saying, behind every man is a great woman. And I don't think that's entirely true because, Tam, you're not behind Brooke. You're beside him and you're with him. And, Brooke, you've said that yourself, that you wouldn't be able to pull off all these years in ministry if it wasn't for Tam's support and her input and her strength. So I think we may have only had one paid pastor, but we've certainly been blessed with two. And I think I can say this for all of us. We are so full of gratitude and we are so proud to call or to have called Sea Change home. So with a heavy heart, we release you with love into this next season And we know I can take a bit of comfort in that's not a goodbye, that you guys are going to be back when you're ready after you've had a rest. So, yeah, we just love you guys heaps. So what we would love to do now is to pray for you guys, because one thing that I am 100% sure of is that God is listening. He's listening to all of this. He listens all the time. And he wants us to, he listens to our prayers, he wants us to pray, and he wants us to partner with us in releasing you guys and blessing you in this next season. So I just want to get you guys up for starters and just invite up the elders if I can, and Brett and Jen and Bruce and Tanya, if you'd like to come up. Thank you. Just take this with me. Actually, can we get these two chairs and we can sit on them? They can sit on these chairs.
There's one place to.
Yeah.
Please be
tired. And we extend these prayers to not just for you guys, but for your family as well, for all the kids too. So I'm just going to ask a few people to pray, and then there's so much power in the Word of God, so I just want to read at the end a prayer of blessing that I've just taken straight out of Scripture. Jen?
Father, I just thank you for, first of all, your love for us. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the hope that we have in you. And in this moment, Lord, the scripture that just comes to mind is, open the eyes of your heart that you would know the hope to which you've been called, the immeasurable greatness of your love towards us. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that this has been an incredible journey of trusting you, of learning to trust you. I thank you with all my heart, Lord God, for Brooke and Tam and their family, for the way that you have used them to bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for the unique way, Lord God, that you have created them, for the blessing that they have carried. But Lord, I also honour you for the strength that you have given them, the grace, the perseverance, the vision, the gentleness that they carry through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, words seem to not be enough to express, Lord God, how grateful we are. And so, Lord, in this moment, I just release them, knowing, God, that you are in the midst of this again, that you are calling them and us forward. I pray your promise, Lord, to thank you that you do immeasurably more than anything we could ever dream, think, or imagine according to your power at work within us. So, Lord, I pray for your blessing. I pray, God, for your blessing over their lives, over the family's life, for joy, for peace, and for, Lord, a great continued adventure as they follow you. Amen.
Yeah, Father, we thank you. We say amen to all the words that were spoken today, because we are witnesses of what you have done. And we thank you that we believe that you, who have started a good work in Brooke and Tam and their family, you will bring it to completion. We thank you that you are God of presence, you are God of seasons, you are God of people. And we stand here today witnessing all that in the life of Brooke and Tammy and their family. We thank you that you have blessed each one of us with their lives. We thank you that they've lived out that word that says the nations of the world will be blessed through them. Everyone who has come across their path have walked with their lives being transformed by their presence, by your presence in their lives, by their many yeses to what we are asking them to do. Even this moment, they are still saying yes to the unknown before them. They trust you, they've seen you, you've never failed them. And Father, because of that, we join in with them to say yes to that which you are about to do. We pray, Father, that you would help us as your church, as your people, to walk on that path that you have led them on, so that we can follow along and see you work in mighty ways as you've always done. We speak your blessing over their lives. We speak your rest. We pray that you refresh them. You bring clarity to their minds. You comfort their grieving hearts. Father, and again, you prove yourself as that faithful God that they've chosen to follow, and you have never failed them. We thank you for moments like this. We know they are defining moments in the history of our church. On our walk with you, help us to remember, help us to look back so that we can look forward with faith in our hearts, knowing that you are a good God. We are your people. This is your church. You'll build your church on Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Jesus, we just honor Brooke and Tam this morning. We honor them before you. All of our lives are enriched and impacted and better because of the way that they have loved and served. So we just bring honor, and in that honor we bring blessing. God, I'm grateful that there will still be many more. I have an idea to come from Brooke and Tam. That you're not done, that you're calling them into a different space where you will continue to use them to build your kingdom. You will continue to use them to be carriers of your kingdom wherever they go. And so, yeah, God, as we honor them, we pray blessing, we pray rest, we pray refreshment, and we pray release. God, we pray release in their spirits, in their minds, of what they carry. And we know, God, it's been a lot, and we just thank you for that. And we pray that you would protect their space in this next season, that you would guard their hearts, you would bless their family. We thank you for them. We thank you for the journey of being able to watch their family grow up. What a privilege that has been. And so we just pray your blessing over them in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the beautiful blessings and the promises of your word, and we thank you that we can embody those, that they can become real in our lives. So, gracious Father, as Brooke and Tammy step out of their official capacities, as they release one season and step into another, we ask for your blessing to rest richly upon them and their family. Bless them and keep them. Let your face shine upon them with unfailing grace and fill them with your peace. May they be refreshed from all weariness and find rest as they follow Jesus and walk in his ways. Strengthen them with power through your Spirit in their inner being, so that Christ may dwell richly in their hearts. Root them and ground them in love, so they may grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, love that surpasses knowledge and fills every empty place with your fullness. Guide their steps in wisdom, direct their path as they put their trust in you. Fill them with the knowledge of your will through all wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives. May this knowledge shape their choices, their conversations, and all of their days. Let their lives continue to bear fruit in every good work, fruit that lasts and brings you glory. Protect them from every scheme of the enemy. Help them to draw close to you as you draw near to them. Establish them, steady them, and surround them with your peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you that you love them and keep them safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May you give them more mercy, peace and love as you guide them in this next season. Amen.
All right, we're going to get up here and talk about all the people who gave us the shits over the years. So, if I call your name out, can you stand up? It's funny, I was talking to Tim, we were talking about, like, over the years of, like, we can my memory is the worst, like, I got the worst memory. And I said to her, like, I can't remember really any really challenging times at Sea Change. And I said, is that true? Like, I So I've got this really, I obviously keep short accounts of things, so that's good. So I actually have nothing against anyone here, not because, so if we have an issue, it's because I don't remember, not because it didn't happen, so I forgive you. So, well, things are good. You may have issue with me, but, you know, get over it.
He always knows how to lighten the mood, doesn't he? My disclaimer is I cry on a good day, so good luck. But hopefully after 27 years or however long you've been here, you're used to me and we'll just roll with it. I just want to thank everyone who is in this room today for being here, and it means a lot to us. Every person in this room has impacted us and has been such a blessing to us. So thank you for being here today, and thank you to the elders, to Brett and Jen, for just organising today. I don't know who else is involved, so I don't know who to thank, but thank you for today, and I know you've put a lot of work into this for it to be really special for us, and it is, so thank you. There have been, as Bretto said, I don't know how much I'm going to follow this. So this could be really disjointed, but I hope we get there in the end. And that's why Brooke's going second, so he can just land it, which he does. That's his spiritual gift of landing it. We came 27 years ago. I was 7 months pregnant with Josiah. I was huge. I was like a beached whale with cankles. And I don't know that Caringbah Church of Christ quite knew what to do with me at that point. But I was very homesick. And I didn't know how I was going to have a new little baby in a place where I knew no one. And about 3 weeks after arriving and getting settled, we had a beautiful playgroup at the church, and the ladies invited me over to the church and they had put on a baby shower for me. They barely knew me. But at that moment, I knew that I was going to be okay. I knew that God had put people around me that were going to help sustain me in ministry. And God has continued to do that. For 27 years, God has put people around me that have sustained me. And so I am eternally grateful to that group of ladies and to all of you who have continued to stand with us and hold us. I am so thankful for the people that prayer is their gift, and they have prayed for us so faithfully. Some people, every single morning, they tell me that they pray for us, and I am just blown away by that, that they would take that time to do that. So if you're one of those people, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We have had incredible elders, we've had incredible staff that we have got to work with and alongside. You don't know the impact that you've had on us in just being people that we could journey with and be true and honest and real about the ups and downs of ministry. And Brett and Jen, you guys have been more than just senior pastors. You've been our friends. You've been our family. You've been Joey's second parents. you have just been such a blessing to us. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for letting us be us and allowing us to be real and true with you guys. And we've just so valued the journey of the last 27 years. So thank you. Thank you to the founding members of Sea Change, a few of them here today, who came with us 20 years ago to start a little church in Oyster Bay. It was an incredible beginning, and we have had an incredible 20 years of Sea Change pastoring this church and seeing it grow and seeing so many lives come our way that we've got to invest in, people we've got to love, people we've got to share the gospel with. And I come today, you know, a few people have said, how are you feeling? I come today with a deep heart of gratitude and a deep heart of gratitude for the fact that God has carried us in this 27 years. A deep gratitude that he brought us to Kingsway for Brooke to study ministry and start as a youth pastor at that time, that we were planted in an amazing church that loved Jesus, where worship was such a pivotal part of who we are as a church. So grateful for beautiful people that have walked alongside us and loved us well. And so grateful for God's provision. We have story after story of God's provision over us. And so incredibly grateful for life groups and friendships that have let us be real. You got a call, Eunice. just the incredible life groups and friendships that we've had that have allowed us to... do you need help, Eunice? It's all right. You're right. That's okay. All good. So incredibly grateful. Thank you for everybody who has walked alongside us and loved us well. I just want to acknowledge my kids today, including you, Hayley. You're one of them. So just look at Joey. Ministry is a tough gig. I've been a pastor's kid. I know what that's like. And I know today comes with lots of emotions for you guys too. So I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for being amazing and being gracious to us as we've endeavoured to juggle a lot of things. I hope that you have always felt that you are a priority to us and that you are so loved. I'm going to leave you to last because you'll undo me. I read this passage in 2 Corinthians 2 that Paul writes to the church in Corinth. And it says, "You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And so you are indeed our letter. Your life and your faith and your connection to God have been important to us, and they have been the fruit of our labour, I guess. And we are so thankful that we have got to walk with you, encourage you, that we've seen God at work in you, and you have definitely impacted us. You are written on our hearts. You are our greatest blessing through this journey of ministry. I've been thinking about what's the one thing that I hope is a legacy that I've left with you. And if this is the last time I get to hold the microphone and say something, what would it be? And this verse seems to nail it. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And so I pray, and I continue to pray, that seeking God will be your one thing, that this will be your first and highest calling, that knowing God and being with God will not just be a nice idea, but will be your heart's desire. I've always loved in Genesis that Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day. They were there in the garden, walking with God, communing with him. And I've constantly felt God calling me back to the garden. And again, at the start of this year, it was one of the themes that I really felt was something I needed to take into 2026, to be back in the garden, that place of beauty and peace, but for all of us as an invitation to the garden. Always. We were created for relationship with God. He wants to know us intimately. He wants us to come close. That place of being with Jesus, where nothing's required of us but to bring our heart and to lay down our burdens. Abby Gamboa in her song says, "It's a simple kind of free when I'm with you and you're with me. Freedom from all the worries and cares of life as we come and meet with the one who knows us intimately and loves us immeasurably." I've carried a deep love for the women of our church. I like you guys as well, you know. You're great, but for the women, that's where my heart's been. And I've carried a passion to see us all grow in our love and intimacy with God, to be grounded in practices of solitude, prayer and thankfulness, to find space to escape the busyness of life, and to find that one thing that will fill our weary hearts and sustain us. Charles Spurgeon says, "Nearness to God brings likeness to God. The more you see God, the more of God will be seen in you." We are changed in his presence. And one of my favourite verses is 2 Corinthians 3:18, that we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. From one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So my prayer today is that you'll keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. You'll keep your heart soft and open to his Spirit's leading. And you'll be intentional about carving out space and time to be in that secret place where it's just you and God. And Shaz prayed part of this prayer, but I pray it for you this morning. These balloons from Ephesians 3. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's people to grasp how high and wide and long and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So that's it, except to say, can we? Are you going to give? No, you're not going to give me the microphone again. Just Brooke Stewart, you are incredible. I've got no notes, so I'll take them off. I've had the blessing to walk beside you, to encourage you, to champion on the things of God in your life, to hold your arms up when they've been weary. And I count that a blessing. I'm incredibly over the moon, beyond proud of who you are, of all that you've invested in this place and of the fruit of your labour, because I know that every person that's come in contact with you has left better than they met you. So you are incredible. You see the best in people and you bring that out of people. And you have a beautiful evangelistic heart that is missional and always looks to serve people that are on the fringe or that are vulnerable or just everyday people. You will serve anybody. It doesn't matter. And I have grown and learnt so much from you. And I am extremely proud to be your wife and to have had this journey together.
Yeah. It's so weird doing this today because I just feel, you know, like... And to have a service that celebrates us is sort of something that we probably, you know, shied away from. But I heard the elders were meeting before our meetings to kind of plan this without me, and I thought that was really disappointing. But I found out about, you know, and I was sort of kept in the dark about a lot of things, which is fine. But we really appreciate the celebration. Yeah. It's just, I mean, you know, no one likes to be the centre of attention, I suppose. But it is important to mark the moment, I think, for all of us, is that, you know, just whatever ministry, your life represents a whole bunch of seeds that have been sown in the past, and some of them you'll never see. You'll never see the fruit of the things that you've invested in people. And today is a good moment because we stop and we don't just celebrate, you know, the fact that, you know, we contributed something to God's kingdom, but we see God at work and we give him the glory for what he's done, because Jesus is amazing and we've dedicated our life to serving him, and it's just been such a privilege. So we want to mark the moment. I was talking to Bolly, actually, because I was like, oh, I just don't know whether I want to do this. And Bolly, you know, in his wise words, always encourages me. I mean, we get to spend a fair bit of time in the car together going to school and those types of things. And he said to me, he said, oh, Dad, he said, no, this is really important. He said, this is your last dance. You're like Michael Jordan. So I was like, okay, take my final shot. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that you do need to mark the moment. My whole ministry, you know, one of my favourite passages comes from Hebrews 11, And it talks about the men of faith, and it talks about, you know, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. And our faith is landed not in a process but in a person, the person of Jesus. We put our faith in him because of his birth and his life and his death and his resurrection, his ascension, and then now we experience his spirit. I have great faith because of what Jesus is in my life and what his life is in the church. And because of our faith and because we can continue to step out in faith and do real weird and wonderful things, because that was the life of Jesus. And if you read Hebrews 11, not that I've ever been shipwrecked or stoned or, you know, all those kinds of things. So I kind of feel like I got off pretty well. But I know that my life is built on faith in Christ. And those guys and girls in Hebrews 11, they were so convicted of what they believed in. It was almost like without a doubt, and I'm willing to die for this. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And they lived out their life for Christ. And I just think about that, and that's been the journey. I was here because of Jesus, not because of you. Don't get it. You know, don't get offended. I just feel the whole time is like I just felt called by God to serve Jesus, which meant serving you. And I wasn't, like, it didn't really matter. Like, I had an ability to bounce back from disappointment and discouragement and hardship and all those kinds of things, like the guys in Hebrews 11, because I knew that Jesus was calling me by faith to live and build his church. And I just feel today, I just want to encourage you, fix your eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of your faith. If you fix your eyes on him, keep your focus on him and your relationship with him and your life with him and your walk with him, then all of these other things that come into your life and all the people that disappoint you and discourage you, put you down, persecute you, hate you, love you, whatever it is they bring, it's like it's okay, because their brokenness is not a reflection of how Jesus feels about you and what he's called you to. And so it's okay to live that life. We've just hung around for 27 years, which is really unique, because most people don't hang around that long. And it's because I haven't noticed the people very much. It's like I've honestly just tried to just go, you know what, we are here because God's called us to follow Jesus and to serve him. And that's been our focus the whole time. And look, don't get me wrong, church is messy, it's hard. And look, there's people that I don't like. You know, it's like the whole thing, you know, I love them, but I don't like them. And they're not here today because they never got invited. But there are people, you know, it's humanity. They exist. And that's fine. But the thing is, I've always felt that it's just like, okay, together we could do something special in the kingdom. I was reading something this week, and it was about a girl who was writing a book, and she said, and she talked about, she was actually disgruntled with church life, and she was really frustrated with church, and she actually wrote this book and got back to really just the basics of Christian faith around communion. And she started to say, I realised that there were moments when I didn't believe, but I knew we believed. There were moments when I wanted to give up, but I knew that we would never give up. And so I always saw myself in the context of the collective rather than the individual. And I think that is the thing that holds us still. If we follow Jesus, sure, in our own individual walk, but always realise, as Tim mentioned, is that if someone else is holding you up in that moment when you're not believing, when you're not trusting, when you're struggling, that's okay. But the thing is, if you position yourself with God's people, there's someone in the room who's standing beside you who is believing, who is trusting, who is living, who is believing in what God can do. And as long as you surround yourself with God's people, his church, you will be okay. And that is the blessing. God will give us you know, he's done enough. And because he's done enough, he doesn't have to do anything more. His life and death and resurrection, his ascension, his spirit that he's given, that's awesome. That's enough for me. And because of that, I can have faith to do amazing things, but my faith only exists and will be maintained in the context of other people. When I stand with other people and I realise when I'm not believing, when I'm not trusting, someone here is, and I can stand with you. And that's what I love about the church. When I'm coming along and I'm, you know, not necessarily having the best day, I'm not feeling it, you know, I always say feelings lie to you anyway. Don't listen to your feelings. It's like, I mean, that's a boy thing to say, I realise. But sometimes, like, we don't do something because we feel like it. Otherwise, you'd never go to work. You'd never do anything if you did something because you felt like it. You do it because you've called and there's something in you that says, God is doing something in me and I want to do this. So trust God. Have faith in him. Believe in Jesus and do it together. And it's an exciting journey. That's why we're staying planted. We're so keen to be involved. We're really excited about the future of Sea Change, and I'm excited. Mark today, who's become a good friend of mine, and just about the development that's happening here, because it's really the picture of what I see the church, is that we're the young and the old, the rich and the poor, and everyone can gather together 7 days a week in order to find a relationship with Christ. And if you want to, there's a photo on there, which is about the development that's happening coming up here. And so we're very keen to be part of this, and it's going to have support services, Christian support services, our gatherings for church. There's also going to be affordable housing and all that kind of stuff in one place. The great thing about it is, which I always believe about everything that I do, as long as someone builds it and buys it, I can use it. So thank you, Salvos, for doing that. You know, that's kingdom thinking, isn't it, Mark? That's why I'm a kingdom thinker. Someone's got the resource. But I'm excited about this, and I'm excited to be part of this in the next 5 years as we develop and see what God does. Because this building won't exist here. That thing there will exist here. Some of you will be living there, which would be great. Thank you for doing that. It's going to be a good time. So me and Tam, we've loved it. We genuinely, it's great to finish well. It's great to walk out. Look, there are some people that have really annoyed us. And like, I'm telling you, there are leaders that I could strangle. Not Brett and Jen, but, like, there were days. There are moments, like, seriously. It hasn't been, like, all great. But the thing is, we've stayed the course. We've loved each other. We've forgiven each other. We've journeyed together. We've embraced each other, we've cried together, we've just done all that together and we've stayed the course, and you know, we're here still, looking forward to what's ahead. So I do want to honour my kids. Like, it's tough being a pastor's kid. You know, Bob's going, nah, it was simple, easy. Give me another 27 years. But yeah, they've grown up in a place where faith and church and stuff has been the centre of everything we do. And, you know, and that can be hard. And I just want to recognise that's hard. But I'm so proud of who you become and how you've grown up and been a part of that and served the church and loved God's people and been a part of that through the journey. So thank you. It's been awesome. And we'll keep doing it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to eat in a minute. Thank you, Jan and Grace, and everyone who provided the food. Hang around for some snacks. Don't all disappear, like, and not eat, because that's really annoying for caterers. Have you ever catered something and everyone disappears and you're like, I've got all this food, so hang around and eat something. I do want to honour Tam. When you think about marriage, you know, when the two become one flesh. There's nothing that she hasn't experienced that I haven't experienced. And I've seen her. She gets up every morning and she prays and she journals and, you know, and she just reflects, and she's so self-reflective and so spiritual, which makes me sick sometimes because I feel I'm unspiritual. But, you know, because we're one flesh, you know, she can do it and I can enjoy it. Her words are my words, her thoughts are my thoughts. But you know, she's I've been through, I'm a bit emotional, ups and downs all over the place, but she's prayed with me, she's stood with me, she's listened to me, and she's encouraged me just to keep going. And and she's just so sensitive to Holy Spirit and what God's doing, and that is such a blessing to me. And I love you so much, and it's so exciting to see what we've got ahead. So thank you. It's good.
Don't go anywhere just yet. Mon, we just want to bless you a little bit more with a gift.
27 years of you flowers.
Brock.
So rude.
Are we telling him what it is? Yeah. So what the whole church has gifted you is a weekend away at a resort in the mountains with a dinner at a three-hatted restaurant, is it? With a hatted restaurant. And just a really flash meal. Brooke, you'll have a really flash meal. And a little financial boost there to spend on your long service leave when you go on holidays. So, yeah. Love you guys.